SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, man. Good, the bad, and the dumb. We're still talking about this hotel bill. Apparently,
I guess you're learning something new today.
I just learned by your simplified explanation, and somebody in the hotel industry, tell me if this is true. You can just buy something at a hotel, give the name and room number, and nobody says anything, and nobody checks in, and that gets charged to the room, and there's no identification needed, there's no key needed, there's no anything needed, and the person comes downstairs and goes, that's not mine, I didn't pay for this, and the hotel goes, thank you, Mr. Jones, we'll just take that right off your bill. You can dispute it and say
that wasn't us.
Of course. Well, I wouldn't pay for something that wasn't on my card.
There might be a little fight that goes on or a little argument back and forth saying, oh, no, this is you.
But wouldn't that be the case?
Yeah, it would be. But then, eventually they would probably write it off and cross it out and say,
What would you do if you went to check out of a hotel and $300 of stuff was charged to your account?
I would blow a gasket.
Right, of course.
This was not me. And I was like, I can prove I was somewhere else at that time.
Exactly. So if that's the case, these hotels go, nope, that's fine. Absolutely. $300 worth of merchandise from the gift shop, gone. And somebody else is walking away with that. You don't have to pay for it. They're not going to pay for it. And the hotel goes, par for the course, happens every day.
Yeah, I mean, it should be on to the hotel. I mean, they should have, maybe check an ID if you're giving out a room number.
Well,
maybe some hotels do, but I'm telling you.
This is not, this can't be industry policy.
I'm telling you, when I was like, I took a little mini vacation during spring break with my kids. My wife and I were out by the pool. I decided to order a couple drinks. Just gave them my last name and room number. That was it.
After the show, I'm going to randomly call 5 hotels. And I'm going to ask them about this story. And I'm going to say, do you just let people charge things to their room without any identification whatsoever? And then what happens if that person complains about it? Do you write it off? Because if I was in the business, I would close my restaurant and my gift shop because they would be money losers.
Yeah.
Like I would be like,
and then also,
why wouldn't you just like you and I go to a hotel? I get all the souvenirs from the hotel lobby that I want, charge it to your room. You make a stink. We walk away with the merchandise. You don't have to pay. I don't have to pay. And the hotel goes, that's just the way it goes in this crazy business. Check ID? Why would we do something like that? Making sure the person says who he is? No way we could possibly do that.
But I think that's
in 2019, that technology is miles away.
But I think
we can't possibly do it.
I do think that's part of the reason why the markups are so high at a hotel. It's not just convenience.
It's convenient thievery.
But it's also the fact that, if someone complained because, if you go and get like a bottle of soda, you're paying like $3-4 for a bottle of soda at the gift shop. And it's convenience because, okay, I don't have to get in my car. I don't have to walk down the street, whatever. But I think it's also to make up for the fact that, John Smith over there is going to complain that I never purchased a bottle of soda.
That's crazy. That's crazy to me. That is absolutely crazy to me.
Now, you have, like you said, I mean, if you go, to Disney parks where you get the wristband and that's how you do it. Yeah, but the same thing could happen if someone was able to get a hold of your wristband. And
that's the same thing as if a credit card, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you lose your credit card, but if you lose your credit card at the pool and somebody steals your credit card, that's one thing. I mean, that happens, right? Somebody took your credit card. That's one thing. What I'm saying is somebody goes, Smith, 305. And the hotel goes, absolutely. No problem. No questions asked. And then they charge up that to Smith 305. Smith comes down and goes, I didn't pay for this. And the hotel goes, absolutely. No problem. No problem. In fact, we're going to write all that off and put it off into the loss column of our balance sheet.
You go to the front desk, they're apologetic. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry about that. Let's look into it. Let us look into it a little bit here and, try to figure it all out. Now, if it was like thousands of dollars, they would probably say, oh, we kind of
need that. Well, it would be thousands of dollars over time if people were in on this. After an time, you would have nothing but you'd have to hire somebody to handle, to work the loss column.
Think of the movie Fletch.
I don't want to think of movies. I'd rather think of real life for a second. I'd rather more real examples of this.
I'm just saying
rather than movies.
The premise of the joke. Do you remember in the movie Fletch when Fletch is ordering steak dinners and put it on the Underhill account?
All right. I got a friend of mine who works in hotels. I'm going to ask him about this because I can't believe that hotels just go, no, that's fine. All this merchandise is gone and food is gone. Drinks are gone. And it's okay. Nobody has to pay for it.
Yeah. You're on the honor system, man.
Jeez, that's amazing. That's amazing. All right. Hit me up on Twitter, by the way, if this is accurate. Because if this is accurate, it changes my whole thought of the, I'd be so nervous to stay in a hotel. I literally will go in with a last name. I don't want to mess with the hotel. I got friends who know me. I don't want to, this is not good. I don't want this. My friends would pull a prank like this easily.
You see, but you're fortunate right. because people end up misspelling your last name.
That's very true.
And they would know,
very
oh, true. That's not
that's
you.
True. That's
you
right.
misspelled your
that's
own last
right.
name.
All right, let's go to the good, the bad, and the dumb. What's the good for the Friday?
The good for the Friday. I don't know. Did you see this video of Tiger Woods?
I did. I loved it. Okay. I absolutely loved
right.
it.
Just based on that video, it's pretty obvious he's going to be in major contention for a major this year.
Oh, I totally think so.
And if
so.
You
yeah.
haven't seen this video, his ball is literally way under the bushes. It's pedestrian golf. It's where I would find my ball.
Yep.
And not only does he hit it left-handed out back onto the green, but he does it so he can save par.
It's amazing. Left-handed on the knees?
Yeah, but he's
how do you do that?
I don't know. But the fact that he puts it like what? Within a
foot?
Within
5 feet.
Yeah, of the cup. It's just remarkable that it's like, God, if I did that, the ball is, you know, it's found a bunker somewhere.
See, my whole thing was if I've tried to hit shots like that, and here's what happens when I try to hit shots like that, there's a bush and I think I can get a club on it. My whole objective is to get the ball out of the bush. If it lands near the green, somewhere on the green, somewhere in the fairway where I get a cleaner shot, that's all I'm trying to do. I'm not even trying to measure how much force I have to hit the shot in order to get it out of the bush, get it close to the hole. I'm just trying to get it out of the bush. He is literally sitting there with his club left-handed on the ground on his knees, and he's judging, all right, I can hit it with this amount of force and it'll pop and it'll dribble and it will roll towards the cup.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
I'm just hoping I make contact.
Yeah, me too. Are you kidding? And you know what? That's dangerous because if he swings that club, he could have missed the ball. The ball could have stayed in the bush. Now it's match play, so it doesn't. You know, in the end, he would have just given up the hole.
Right.
But still, I mean, in a stroke play tournament, I don't know if he tries that. To be honest with you,
but maybe he does. Maybe he does because it's Tiger.
He saw something there that went, "Hey, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in on this.
I got this."
That was great. That is a very good. All right, so what is the bad?
The bad of the day. I don't. Have you ever heard of Wow Air?
I did.
Wow Air yesterday just upped and closed their business, leaving thousands of passengers stranded and scrambling to find another flight. And basically, they sent out a statement saying, yeah, you know, we apologize for the inconvenience. We recommend contacting another airline and to see if you can get home. And most of the time, you contact the other
That's
airline,
awesome.
You tell them the explanation that I guess there is this is called a rescue fare. So airlines might discount
right.
the airfare.
Right.
But they didn't really come out and say, yeah, we're refunding all your tickets. You need if you paid by credit card, you need to contact them.
Oh,
I mean, they're just making it a complete nightmare. But this business just up and folded one day. I could not imagine just getting to the airport and, you know, I mean, we should check our flight times and stuff like that, you know, check your flight status. And normally we do, but that's not going to pop up and say, oh, yeah, by the way, we're out of business.
Man, can you imagine that? You want to go on this trip. You're like planning a trip and you're planning this trip. And then all of a sudden the company you're flying with is done.
No, imagine being at the airport. You show up to the airport an hour.
You get there early and you're like,
you're
I'm
there
done.
Early, just sitting in the bar waiting. And then all of a sudden you go to your ticket and it's just like, oh, sorry. Yeah, we closed.
Wow.
What?
That's crazy. That's amazing. Oh, poor Wow Airlines. Now they're done.
Yeah.
What was their thing? Did they have a, like, you know,
I think it was like a budget airline flying in and out of Iceland.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that was their main thing.
Okay.
I mean, you know, fortunately for like Iceland, there's only 300,000 people in Iceland.
So if I wanted to go to Iceland from like New York City or something, I would take Wow Air.
If you wanted to save some money. Yeah.
Yeah. Iceland's a pretty good vacation from what I'm hearing. People tell me it's really pretty and it's nice and it's cool there. Like, I've known some people who went on vacation there that loved it.
And, you know, if you go there, you can charge a whole bunch of souvenirs
yeah,
to people.
Right. Apparently so.
The only problem is you got to really know how to spell those Icelandic names.
Exactly. Bjork? I mean, come on.
Yeah, you know, they got like five consonants in a row.
It's got a J and a K and a V. I don't know how this works.
You don't even pronounce that name,
right?
You don't even pronounce
I before E except after Z. I mean, that's a crazy, crazy alphabet in Iceland. You better be really careful. All right. So what's the dumb?
The dumb of the day, Tony. There is a Toledo news station.
Oh, I saw this too. You just went 3 for 3, by the way, on this one. This is great.
The Toledo news station is trying to be a hip, young, I guess, fresh. I don't know. They have more words to describe it, I guess. Hold on.
Good morning, TPS students. It is testing week, and it's time to slay all day.
Yeet. Stay woke, beyond fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast.
Goals! Say bye, Felicia, to that testing stress. Weather's gonna be turnt, right, Chris?
Yes! Toledo weather gonna be V-lit during testing week. 100% chance of success. You've got this, kids. Steve, how about that traffic? Are we looking
better than We're talking turnt, FOMO, won't be an issue. No traffic problems around any TPS schools to keep you from taking those tests.
Oh, God.
I don't even know where to begin.
This is like when your father starts rapping.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, let me just say this.
I love news people.
I do. I do, too. Now, it's one thing if you're, let's say, the sports guy at the station, right? And you're just sitting all by yourself, and you're like, you know what I think will be funny? If I use the word woke in my thing, right? And you're writing your thing, you're like, all right. There's really no editorial, right? You just write your stuff and you do it. This was a whole orchestrated thing that people sat down and wrote, memorized, probably practiced, right? Got down to a science. And there was an editor that went, this is perfect. I love it. I love this. This is great. The kids are going to dig it. That we're talking their language. This is how they talk every day. The guys are killing it. And they probably thought they were doing something really cool. Or were they just making fun of all the young people and silently laughing?
You know, I would think it was that. But when you watch them, they're really impressed with themselves.
They are into it.
Yeah. Especially that weather guy.
That weather guy
was like, okay, I'll or whatever. Oh man, it's very cringeworthy.
Oh, it totally was.
And you reluctantly have to watch it like 5 times. I think that's the minimum.
I've seen it a couple. It's one of those. It is worth multiple watchings. Going, oh my god, this is crazy.
And we haven't really had a good news story like or a news blooper or whatever you want to call it in a while. Like I feel like the news people have been doing okay for themselves.
Right, right. I think so too.
Seems to be. I mean, hopefully, it starts a new trend where we start seeing more of these because they're always fantastic when they make a flub or a project like this.
Exactly.
A production like this. This was wow.
A for effort. I think we're giving them like D for thought concept.
I don't even go give A for effort.
Well, that's true. That's true. Not even that. Good, the bad, the dumb on a Friday on SB Nation AM.